You only got 30.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Pony Development Sync for September 5th, 2023. I'm your host, Joe McElvain. If those others on the call would like to say their name so that people can associate a name to the voice, now is a good time for that.
Hi, I'm Sean Allen.
Adrian Boyko.
I'm Gord Tischer.
Dipin Hora.
All right, let's begin with our auto-generated agenda. Beginning in the Pony C repo, there is a pull request 4437 with a very interesting title: fix double socket close issue with Windows version of TCP connection. This is from Sean 5 hours ago. This is checking if it fixes the flaky Windows network tests. Right.
I know it fixes the flaky Windows network tests in the sense of in those. I'm checking to make sure that now on this one, as compared to the other, that where there were a couple other things in there which seemed to impact on hangs, I want to see if this is hang free as well. So I'm just going to run it for like a couple days.
Okay. It's an interesting fix in that it just removes the Windows specific close instead of shutdown, and yep. makes it act like POSIX. It just runs yep. shutdown in this place. You have any further insight about that, or why it works?
Yes. So you see what it currently is right now, where it does a close, right?
Yeah.
It does not set the file descriptor to anything. So it's the same file descriptor. So what happens is it gets closed and the file descriptor, it closes the socket, it keeps the same FD. That file descriptor can be reused, and then there's additional events that will come in, which will also cause it to call close. It'll call close a second time. And in the case of our tests, in a constrained environment, oftentimes the shutdown dispose for the test happens after the next test starts. One of the two sockets for the next test has a file descriptor from the last test, and it gets closed after it's already been opened for the new test by the old test during its dispose step, because we call close twice with the same file descriptor. And as far as Windows is concerned, after we do it the first time, it's free and clear.
Okay. So it makes sense to me that, right, the file descriptor, like if we call close on it and we're still doing stuff with that file descriptor, the file descriptor may now be used by new things.
Yep.
That part makes sense to me. What didn't make sense to me is why it was like this in the first place.
So
what invariant they were expecting to hold, which didn't hold.
So this change, this is going back to what this tiny section of code was before a pull request from Gordon from 2 years ago, which was to fix some hangs. If I remember correctly, those hangs happened occasionally in Pony C and happened more often in the Corral and or Pony Up Windows tests, right? I believe, after having looked at this, the first thing I did while I kept running it yesterday to make sure that this was fixed was I just set the FD to -1, and that takes care of the problem, right? But I spent more time going through the paths that should happen, right? And it is my strong belief that this should be shut down at this point. It should not be close, because we're going for a graceful shutdown here, and close is not graceful at that point, and shutdown is. And if we have a hang, if we do find a hang, and I'm looking for one right now, then the fix is not, this would take care of the hang, but it would be doing it in an incorrect semantic way, and we would need to look for a different way to address a hang.
Okay.
But I don't see how switching just this would cause a new hang, if there is one, right? But it's possible. So I'm going to test it a good amount with the Pony C ones for, you know, like a day or two, like I said. And if that's good, I'll open up a full PR. It gets merged, and we'll start to see what happens with the Corral and Pony Up Windows tests like the breakage ones. I'll make sure there's a nightly breakage one for Windows for both of those. I believe there is. And then we can have like daily runs to see if there's any hang.
All right. That makes sense. Thank you for elucidating. Unless we have anything else you want to discuss on that pull request?
No, I will say all of this will go in a commit comment. When it comes to that, right now, this is open just to run a bunch of tests with it.
Yep.
I did run 11 tests with this on a different branch that had a couple other things. Those all passed. The 12th one failed. It segfaulted, but it segfaulted in a way which I know is not related to this change. And it's a very spooky segfault, which I'm going to look into and write up at another point in time.
All right.
It segfaulted when calling Pony OS peer name. The only time we call that is when we get the remote host name from the Pony code, and it takes a new data, a new struct, and it takes the file descriptor, and it's really friggin' weird. I'll leave it at that for now, because that's all I have. It's really friggin' weird.
Okay. Moving on to pull request 4430, move full program test runner up one directory level so that it's no longer in the same directory as the test themselves, or a subdirectory of the test themselves. It's in the directory that contains the tests. And also, based on some feedback, Gordon has renamed the directory where this is done so that it's a little bit more clear. So now we have test slash full program runner and test slash full program tests, which to me makes a lot of sense. Sean, any further thoughts about this? I'm marking it as approved on my end.
I think it's good. Gordon, you want to go ahead and squash it and you write the final commit message for what goes in the squash?
Yeah, I can do that.
Cool.
Great. Now we're moving on to pull request 4427 for testing the Windows related network weirdness. Anything else you want to talk about there, or is it basically covered by the earlier discussion?
It's covered by the earlier one. If you really wanted to see the giant mass of print Fs that I put in while looking at stuff, you can. And it made me go, I really want a way to be able to use dtrace from Ponycode. So I will consider looking at that, because that would have made my life much easier than putting all of these having dtrace instrumented code for like the TCP connection stuff would have made this a considerably quicker process for me.
Okay, cool. I would love to see something dtracey.
I have no idea what that would look like. It's just a statement that, like, while I was doing it yesterday, I was like, I really wish we had all of this so that we could dtrace starting from the Pony code.
Sounds good. Moving on here to 4401, which is entitled Fix 4369 Boom. This is a draft PR. Description says not sure why yet. And this is a lot of discussion that we've been having over the past few weeks.
Yep, and you and I came up with a resolution to this. I will be opening the PR that we discussed sometime this week.
Okay. Moving on to issue tickets in the Pony C repo, we have Windows CI hangs sometimes. I believe we've already covered that.
Probably. Yep, I haven't seen this since the shutdown change in that PR. So I thought they were potentially two separate issues. It looks like it might have been the same thing.
Sounds good. Issue ticket 4434, get cross compilation tests working in GDB. At the moment, with our cross-compiled CI jobs, we don't run them in a debugger. This greatly reduces their value if an error is encountered. QMU can be set up to run the application under GDB. We just need to do it with just in quotes, because just is a dirty word. It's a four-letter word, coincidentally. Yeah, it's marked as help wanted. Any further elaboration on this?
Nope. Except there is except what I believe is the next issue would be one that probably needs to be done before this one.
Okay. Next issue, 4433. GDB script for running test appears broken. If you run using use debugger equals GDB, you'll see if you intentionally create an error that it reports most of our scripted commands don't work. We want to be able to use GDB for running our tests with the same functionality we get for LODB. So this is also marked as help wanted. Yeah. I can go back to that previous ticket and mark it as
I'll do that. I'll add that to 4434.
Okay. 4431, compilation error when using Memoline. There is a unused parameter, unused variable, errors when using Memoline. And that should be easy to fix, like you said in the comments, Sean. But as you said, we want to have some CI that can prove that this is working. We don't have any coverage for this right now. So we should be detecting automatically when this stuff starts to fail, so that we don't have to have it reported by users when they try to compile.
Yep.
Okay. Windows TCP tests are very flaky. 4413, I believe we've already discussed that one.
Yep.
4412, Pony sees seg faults when trying to match using a single element tuple form. We discussed this last week, I believe. Sean found a stack trace and put it in the ticket. Inside GenMatch. GenMatch doesn't know how to handle that case. Interesting that it made it past type checking. The fact that it made it past type checking makes me kind of wonder whether this is actually sort of supported in the code today, although not tested, and thus the code gen is broken.
Or it's accidentally supported.
Yes, either one of those is possible.
Which would be my, if I had to guess, I would guess that one.
Okay. All right. Let's take a look at 4369. That's the seg fault when assigning time. So this is what you discussed before. We have a resolution with a PR that you're working on, so we don't need to discuss that necessarily anymore. In the Corral repo, we have pull request or issue ticket 247.
I pulled the label off of that. It's basically we need to update one of the CI actions.
All right. In the Pony Patterns repo, we have a pull request from you, Sean, to add the code copy button to code blocks, which is currently sets them up on all code blocks. But if desired, we can add it to only ones that we want.
I think for now, we just turn it on for both patterns and tutorial for all. And we could go back through and turn it off for the ones that doesn't make sense would be my take. But I didn't want to just straight merge this without discussing it with at least one other person.
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense to me to have it on all. I'm struggling to think of a case where we'd be like, I wish we hadn't allowed code copy on that code block.
Where, well, some of the code blocks are things like shell output, right? So maybe for those or something, right? I don't know, you know, but
maybe, I mean, it's just
it doesn't hurt.
Yeah, it doesn't hurt. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Gordon, you feel good about that?
Yeah, it seems good to me.
Okay. I'll open another one for next week, Joe, which is going to add the thing so that people can refer specifically to a highlighted section of code, linked to a highlighted section or a line of code inside of a code block as well, which it'll have a control for that. But I didn't do that because it would result, I wanted to do them separately and it would result in a merge conflict. So.
Sounds good. We have the same PR in 20 tutorial. This is 518. I'm approving it there as well.
That's everything.
Sounds good. Any other topics that people want to raise to discuss while we're here together?
Seems like a no.
All right. Then thanks everyone for those who joined us today, those who listened along to the recording later, and we'll see you next week. Bye.